Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, Alan, in the last probably 5 to 10 years, the whole craft beer thing has swung hugely over to cans. And I think it's because of lifestyle and people want to be active. And cans, frankly, go a lot of places that bottles don't. And we're now seeing this in the wine industry. And, you know, I'm a little bit curious, is it crappy wines that are going into the cans, or is it sort of in transition?
Well, I imagine there are some wineries that don't put a lot of effort into it. But to be honest, I've tasted a lot of these wines in cans, and the quality is amazingly good. It is a phenomenon that started about a year ago, and it's really catching fire now. A lot of people have no qualms about it. And they'll buy these cans of wine.
Now, do they have a cork or a screw cap?
No, it's actually... Funny boy.
Sorry.
No, it's the same old pop top.
Uh-huh.
But you have to remember that one of those cans is equal to half a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So pace yourself accordingly. Let's look at a few that I tasted. Old Westminster was the first ones in Maryland, as far as I know, to be doing this. And they put out a wine in can called Skin Contact Piquette. Now, Piquette was originally a very thin, watery, crappy wine that you gave to your field workers to kind of, you know, make them feel better about things. No, that's not what this is. This is a much, much nicer one. It's a slightly sparkling wine, very thirst-quenching, and it's a white wine, and I'm not sure what grapes went into it, but it's only 6% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
So it's very light. It's designed to cool you down, not slow you down.
Right.
And the fruit flavors are mild, mostly reminiscent of peaches. So while the wine is dry, it doesn't have any cloying sweetness that I think would be difficult to handle in hot weather. Serve it really cold, and it's $6 a can, which is pretty good. I found a red that was made by Underwood, and it's Pinot Noir from Oregon.
In a can,
yeah. And if you thought canned wine was vapid, empty stuff, well, Underwood would like to change your mind about that, because this Oregon Pinot Noir is downright tasty and totally presentable. It has an aroma of strawberries and dark chocolate, and this leads to flavors of sweet black cherries with side notes of ginger. So
that's a lot.
It is. It's good entry-level quality Oregon Pinot Noir. And at $8 a can, pretty good. This is 13% alcohol,
okay.
So that's about normal.
Right.
Yeah. Now, here's one that I just really, really loved. And I think it's a very, very good value. This is called House Wine. That's the name of the brand. It's the Rosé Bubbles. And it's from Sonoma County. And I think this really was the best of the ones that I tried. It has a really good matchup for the canned wine and activity crowd. So you're going to be doing things, you know.
Right.
You know, you want to go on a hike or something like that, and you want to keep something in your knapsack that's cold and refreshing. So you pop this, and man, it's just going to deliver. You want to serve it really well cold, and enjoy this kind of bubbly pink stuff that comes out. It's really nice. The bubbles are great. They're really very refreshing, but it also has the flavor of strawberries and peaches. It really seals the deal for me.
That sounds great.
So House Wine Rosé Bubbles. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org, and people can go there and look under Programs and Features, scroll down to Seller Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to, and it'll tell you how to go and order these wines. It's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.